And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Kids are going back to school this coming week, but a lot of adults are starting to think about how they can stimulate their brains this fall. If you're interested in film and books, the Friends of the Humanities at UL Lafayette offers a books and film course. This fall, it's called Literary Hauntings, Ghostly Tales. And Dr. Mary Ann Wilson will be leading this course, which will take place on Wednesdays, October 11th through November 8th. You'll be reading books and seeing films of Henry James's The Turn of the Screw, The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson, some tales by Joyce Carol Oates, and many others. For information, you can call the English department, contact Dr. Mary Ann Wilson, or get in touch with any of the Friends of the Humanities at UL Lafayette. The Acadiana Center for the Arts is running its Play It Again instrument drive now. If you have a band or orchestra instrument gently used, but you'd like to donate it, you can drop it off at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. They will refurbish these instruments and give them to schools who can pass them on to students who might otherwise not have the means to participate in music education. If you have questions, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts about their Play It Again instrument drive. Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, is running through this weekend, and that will be at the Hive Theater in downtown Lafayette on the 11th and 12th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7:30. The Last 5 Years will be put on at Cité des Arts, August 10th through the 13th. The Last 5 Years is a musical written by Jason Robert Brown that was produced off-Broadway. For more information or tickets, you can contact Cité des Arts. And continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum through this week, a collection of works by Pierre Bonnard, as well as Spiritual Journeys, a collection of folk art from the Becky and Wyatt Collins collection. This Friday, Bordeaux, Brie, and Bonnard will take place in the galleries. You can find out more about that wine and cheese event at the museum by going to their website. There are also a couple other activities going on in connection with the Bonnard exhibit. Tomorrow at 10, you can converse en français with David Cherami in the galleries. And Saturday morning at 10, there is a yoga class en français at the Hilliard University Art Museum. You can practice your French and enjoy the art as well. And again, for the Bonnard and the Spiritual Journeys exhibits, this is the last week to see them. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of galleries will be open with new and some returning exhibits. Amy Breaux will be featured at the gallery at Cité des Arts with a show entitled Even If You Paint Over Me, I Am Still Here. Lots of great exhibits at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, including in the main gallery, a collection of work by Dutch Kepler. We'll be speaking with the artist Dutch Kepler tomorrow about his life as an artist and the exhibit that is currently on display at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. On Sunday, Culture Day will celebrate Acadians with a day called Where We Come From. Merlin Fontenot will be honored on that day. Everyone's invited to join in from 10 to 5 p.m. At the Historic Village. For more information, you can go to their website or give them a call. On Monday, the Center for Louisiana Studies has put together, with the help of the symposium chairman, Professor Liz Skilton, a symposium entitled H2O Louisiana, An Examination of Louisiana's Relationship with Water. It takes place all day on Monday at the Light Center, the Louisiana Immersive Technologies Enterprise. There are still some places available. It's open to everyone, but you do need to register by going to their Eventbrite site. There are some incredible panels, all kinds of topics having to do with water, our relationship with water, artistic representations of water, legal issues with water, the 2016 floods last year, great panels on all aspects of water in our state. And the keynote speaker, who will be speaking from 6 until 7:30, is John M. Barry, the author of Rising Tide, The Great Mississippi River Flood of 1927 and How It Changed America. He is the keynote speaker for the symposium. For more information, you can call the Center for Louisiana Studies. There is an Eventbrite site. You can search for that, or you can call the center for more information. Cane Fire Film Series has a special 30th anniversary screening of With Nile and I. That will be Monday, August 14th at 7:30. And you can find out more by going to their Facebook page, which is /Cane Fire Film Series, or by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And lots of events going on, again, having to do with Art Walk. You can look at a number of sites, the Hilliard, the Acadiana Center for the Arts, downtown Lafayette, for more information on Second Saturday Art Walk. And for a listing of programs and activities here at KRVS, you can go to our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also support KRVS easily at our website by clicking on the donate button. It takes you to one very simple page to fill out, and you can make your contribution to KRVS. If you'd like to donate a vehicle, go to the support section, the support menu, and there's a page and a toll-free number where you can find out more about donating a vehicle to KRVS. Might help you get a car out of your garage or off of the street or off out of your yard, and it really helps KRVS a lot. So if you've been wondering what to do with that vehicle, you can make donate it to KRVS, and you can find out more at our website. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Maybe you missed Medicine Ball Caravan this morning, Cecil's great show from 11 to noon during the week. You can hear it on our website to search for the program and the date. You can enjoy it at that site, whether it's on your phone, laptop, or desktop. You can also share the link with friends and family, and they can enjoy the program as well. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. Every Tuesday, we have locally produced jazz programs, beginning with Music of Yesteryears with Mr. Bob Gushereau from 7 to 8, Night Train Jazz with John Green from 8 to 10, and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.